I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. She inspired all of me, and he's the stud of the sea. It's Watch What Happens Live with Chrissy Teigen and Captain Lee now. Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, with one hot mama and a man who Eddie called Boat Daddy. My first guest runs an empire in the food space, but her most enormous appetite is the one she reserves for Bravo. Her newest cookbook, it's so good. It's Cravings, all together recipes to love. All of your cookbooks are amazing. Hi, Chrissy Teigen.
Hi.
Great to see you. This is a great cookbook. You guys are going to want to get it. And, oh, Captain, my Captain, our fearful trip with substitute Captain Sean is done. From below deck, it's Captain Lee Rosbach. Hey, Captain Lee. Great to see you. I haven't seen either of you in so long. It's wonderful to see you both.
I'm on with Boat Daddy. I'm so excited.
Captain Lee knows tacking, but tonight's bartender knows tacky. It's the author of Tacky, Love Letters to the Worst Culture We Have to Offer, out tomorrow, Rax King. Hi, Rax. Great to see you. And she's a big Below Deck fan. How does it feel being in the clubhouse with Captain Lee tonight?
I've been trying so hard to hold it together.
Right. Yes.
Not doing so good.
His wife is here.
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
The queen of the sea is here as well. By the way, in case you miss any episodes of Below Deck this season, they'll be available on Peacock the day after they air. And I just have to say, tomorrow, my new book comes out. It's called Glitter Every Day, 365 quotes from women that I love. It's a quote a day book. It's so fun. And you guys are going to love it. Chrissy, you're in the book.
Yes,
you are.
I'm still going through all the Oh my God.
Yes.
Oh, good.
Excellent.
It's so good.
So anyway, great Christmas present, and I hope you enjoy it. Let's take questions about tonight's Below Deck. Well, I'm wondering, how did Captain Sean do? I mean, that had to be so surreal for you even to see last week's episode.
Yeah, it was a little strange.
Yes.
I think it actually caught the crew off guard.
I'm sure.
Because our styles are very, very different.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I thought the axe reference.
Yes.
Was just a little.
And was he being too hard on Eddie?
I don't know. He thought Eddie was maybe not a first officer, maybe a gopher.
Right, right.
What's the difference between a first officer and a bosun?
And a bosun. One stripe and an awful lot of responsibility.
Okay. There you go. Okay. Who's at fault for the early issues arriving in the interior, Heather or Frazier?
I think Heather had expectations, and she knew that you can't just isolate yourself to one department on a yacht.
Right.
You have to pitch in wherever it's needed, whenever it's needed. And Frasier was like, I'm head of interior, I'm housekeeping. No, I don't do service. Right.
Does she look just like Sarah Paulson?
I mean, another one that looks just like Sarah Paulson.
She's beautiful.
There was some, because also Angie on Salt Lake looks like Sarah Paulson. Yes.
I thought in the eyes, everything.
Thoughts about Raina and Luke's makeout on their first night out?
I like it.
Yeah.
I like, just get it over with.
Yeah,
they don't tease us.
Yes.
And now we have cameras in the laundry room, right?
Oh, yes.
Is that going to show anything?
That's the Eddie rule.
Yes, it is. Chrissy, when you're not cooking up new recipes in the kitchen, you're stewing on a buffet of Bravo hot takes. So I want to get a taste of what you are thinking, okay? Reaction to the news of Teresa's engagement in New Jersey.
I think I'm happy. I think I like him, but I don't know him, but I'm happy for her. I'm happy for her.
Below deck, initial thoughts on the Gone Too Soon Captain Sean.
I didn't know that you were coming in. I watched the second episode, then the first episode.
Okay.
So I was confused, and then I kind of really liked him when he was saying his goodbyes. He was so sweet and kind. And he gets his hands dirty. He does.
Yes.
There's no job too small for him.
There you go. With only one episode left of the explosive reunion, what are your final hopes for that last hour? Something that you're looking for from Erica to hear.
I think the last one she really acknowledged. She's like, I did. I said it about the victims. You know, I think that was big. I thought 2 and 3 reunion were going to be filler, but they were not at all.
No,
they were
no
very
filler.
Important.
Yes.
This one, I don't know.
Are you believing her? Believing everything that she's saying?
I believe there's definitely a way to totally separate yourself from whatever he was up to.
Uh-huh.
I think he was probably doing like long hours at the office, I imagine. And I don't know. I don't know. I just don't live her life and I wouldn't have any idea. But she was getting all this glam done and doing shows and stuff. And she seemed really busy with that stuff. And
yeah.
I don't know if she knew.
Back to Below Deck. We're seeing Frasier's patience wearing thin with his chief stew.
How long before
he goes in full attack mode to Heather?
It's very early for that, too. I mean, he does a lot of backtalking, like a mumbling under his breath when he leaves. So it's
he's so subtle about it.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like
he goes back. And
really?
I can't see her losing it, but I can see him losing it soon.
Vanderpump, thoughts about what Tom's new bar should be called? Do you like Schwartz and Sandy's?
I prefer Schwartz and Sandy's over definitely over Once Upon a Tom.
You do?
I do.
Okay.
Just
all right.
Because I like that I feel like I could get a sandwich at Schwartz and Sandy's.
I like that.
Yeah.
You like that. What thoughts on Sheena's new beau, Brock? Is he truly the one?
I like him.
You
and
like
I see
Brock.
He has a lot of heart. He cried on the show, and I like men
yes.
who cry. John cries daily.
Does he?
No.
Thank you very much, Chrissy Teigen. Captain Lee, you are giving Chef Rachel a second shot post-cooter eating directive fiasco. So I want to see who else you'd be down to give a second helping. I'm going to run through former Below Deck situations. Tell us if you'd give the Yachty a second shot or absolutely not. Okay, second shot or absolutely not. A chef having a breakdown in the galley.
Acceptable.
Okay, what about a bosun not telling the captain that a deckhand injured himself? These are all Below Deck Med incidents.
That's a tough one, but yeah, the captain has to know.
Okay, what about a chief stew having a weed pen and undocumented Valium in her room?
Was it a weed pen?
Yes.
I don't know what it was.
Okay.
So that would be something that I would have to document myself and then make a decision on it.
Okay, what about a chef serving nachos made with prepackaged cheese and canned corn?
Wouldn't even make it past clearing the plates.
A chief stew having a fling with a charter guest.
Oh, when the charter guest left, they could take the stew with her.
Ooh, first officer who hooks up with his female deckhand the first night of charter and then friend zones her.
Oh, it is a long season.
A stew getting into fights with every single crew member during a drunken night on the boat's hot tub. This was wild. Lexi was a wild ride.
Time to go.
Time to go. Thank you very much, Captain Lee. I knew you would have opinions. Well, Raina is making a big gamble on her early season boat manse, not going up in smoke. So I wanted to decide which potential couples you two would go all in on. It's time to play boat manse or no manse. The slot machine is going to reveal pairs of Yachties from the Below Deck universe. Tell us whether it's a match or that you'd bet on. Let's see the first one, okay? First one is Hannah and Chef Ben. What do we think?
Hell no.
Hell no. Chrissy?
No.
You don't see it. Okay,
no.
Very good. Flip them again. It is Sustainable Shane and Elizabeth Franchini.
Match made in hell.
Yeah. Yes, I agree.
Okay, keep going. I love the wheel. Okay, Eddie and Chef Rachel. Oy, this seems like a bad idea, right?
Eat my cooter.
Yes. Right. Right.
How's that prepared?
Yeah. Exactly. Thank you. Okay, spin it again. Okay, that is Kate Chastain and James.
Oh, James. Oh, my gosh.
She would eat him alive.
She would eat him alive.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, now let's do one more. Okay, it's Simone and Nico.
Oh, actually, I feel like that would be good. I like that couple. Yeah.
All right, there we go. Oh, my God. So funny. Chrissy, you, by the way, I do just want to say, I mean, you've had quite a year, and I just want you to know we all have been thinking of you.
Thank you.
Praying for you.
Thank
and
you.
Loving on you.
Thank you so much.
Yes,
thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
Thank you. You guys have been an amazing refuge.
Oh, good.
Bravo. You really
was
have.
Bravo keeping your, yes.
All hours.
All hours.
Oh, really?
That's
really.
That's good. Let's take a question from our questions from our virtual fans. Here's Addie from Texas with a question for Chrissy.
Hi, everyone. So, Chrissy, what was the craziest thing you and John saw at Barack Obama's 60th birthday?
Oh!
And how happy were you that you weren't uninvited when the guest list
was? Oh, my goodness. Well, they had a party for the rejects party, and that seemed like the place to be, too, right?
Really?
Yeah, there was a bit
so
of a,
funny.
They kind of hung out on their own, and I was like, that sounds like it would be so fun. But very happy to be invited. The craziest thing. The guy that was like smoking and posting everything. Like our phones were checked so heavily. There was so much security. And then to see this kid that nobody knew, like rapping and posting everything, like
really?
Phone in the air.
No
and
way.
And no, truly nobody had a phone. And I was just like, who's the,
who was he?
It was wild. He had actually come out, and Brock loved one of his happy birthday song from him, and
wow.
So they surprised him with him.
That's
they didn't know that it would come with the whole
social media world seeing
frenzy.
It. Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, so, yeah. And we all want to post things. We all want our phones, so it's so brutal. But
wow.
But, yeah.
Let's go to Francesca and Anna from New York City. What's your question for Captain Lee?
Hi, Andy. Hi, Chrissy. Hi, Captain Lee. We love you guys so much.
Thank you.
All right. So our question is, if Rachel and Eddie both gave you an ultimatum in which they refused to work with each other anymore, who would you ultimately decide to work with?
Oh,
that's a
Eddie.
Really cool.
Eddie already knows that I don't deal with ultimatums. So if I get an ultimatum from both of them, odds are both of them are going to end up in the same boat out.
All right. Thank you, virtual fans.
Brutal.
Okay. Did I hear from you that you just recently binged Orange County from the very beginning?
Twice? I went in circles doing it because then I went to Miraval, and then I like went back to the Miraval again of it all, and I am a freaking expert on OC, old OC. Like,
wow.
Oh my gosh,
wow.
Yeah.
Was there anyone that you saw that you think we should be looking at closer now or giving a second chance to as you've rewatched it?
I think Tamra was so critical to the show.
Majorly.
Yeah, Tamra, I think Tamra would be my big bring back. Most of them you made the right decisions on, I think, and they admit it. So in your book, they're like,
right.
Yeah, I wasn't bringing it all to the table. It's so funny how the more honest they are, I think you said something about people don't want you to be right. They want you to be honest, or they want you to be
authentic.
Yeah, authentic.
Yes.
And it's really true. And like Lizzie and everyone that didn't, you know, show enough of themselves, it didn't get them very far.
Chrissy, you have learned a lot about social media in the last year. Any advice for Bravo folks who are renegades behind the keyboard?
I would say the number one job, to me, the Bravo family are entertainers, and they are the world's finest entertainers, if you ask me. But But I think the best thing an entertainer is can do, that entertainers can do, is bring people joy. And I think, you know, when they, it's, people don't want to see the such nasty fights all the time. I think people really love it when they go on the trips together and they genuinely enjoy each other's companies and they call each other out and they be real and everything. But it's sometimes so, it is difficult to see it play out on social media. And as someone that knows it well, you know, it's just, it's so much better to
be
just
positive.
To be positive and to make people happy and laugh and smile. It's so much better.
There you go. Captain Lee, you went to Congress last week and testified about the opioid epidemic, a cause very close to your heart, obviously. How incredible that you're using your platform that way.
It's incredible that I actually get this opportunity, because there's so many parents out there like Marianne and I who have lost not only parents, but husbands, wives. The list is endless.
Yeah.
That just don't get a voice.
And you're buying a barge in the hopes to start a rehab facility on the barge. Is that right?
Yes. It's a 470-foot barge, 85 feet wide. It'll house 200 patients at a time.
Wow.
And we're also converting it into a vocational rehabilitation center, so that not only do we try to get them clean, but we try to get them back into the mainstream of the community with an ability to make a living.
That's great.
Because usually when they get out of, you know, they've burned all of their bridges when it comes to employment.
Yes.
Because of their drug use.
Yes.
And they have nothing to fall back on. So you can't really just kick them back out into society and say, okay, you're on your own.
Right.
So we want to give them something viable that they can count on, and they can go out there and become productive members.
That's great. That is awesome. Keep going, Marianne. Keep them going. Our show tonight has been smooth sailing, but oh no, I smoked too soon. You both just got caught in the Sean surf. A sea of Captain Sean's is going to rise beneath you. Captain Lee, you're going to toss out the lifeline, a series of Bravo trivia questions directed at Chrissy. For every answer she gets wrong, the Captain Sean's sea level will rise. Answer 7 right in 60 seconds or you'll both go underwater.
We're going to test you.
Okay.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay.
Go.
All right, what is Ramona Singer's maiden name? Mazur or Floyd? Clock's ticking.
Yes, that's correct.
That's correct. Since Portia always got it confused, which title did Kenya hold?
What title was Kenya?
Miss America.
No, Miss USA.
Yes!
Okay,
go ahead.
Too late.
I know.
What is the name of the book featuring Danielle Staub that ignited the Teresa table flip? What?
Cop without a badge. Yes. Give her the point.
Go on.
We're to being timed.
Okay. What was Countess Luann's first song?
Money Can't Buy You Class.
Bingo. What was the name of Cherie's party planner in the iconic Who Gonna Check Me Boo scene? Anthony or Antoine?
Antoine.
Ah! Oh, God, we're being swept away by Captain Sean!
No!
All right.
It should have been just OC.
Wow. Chrissy Xander Z wants to know if John ever gets mad when you say your household is Team Ari.
No, he knows we really are. Anything. I asked her for, like, social media assets so I could be more Team Ari, and she's so sweet. She didn't send them. But I really just, we love her. Me and Luna are just, like, between her and Dua Lipa, we're set with music. We don't need John.
Is Luna a big Dua Lipa fan?
Yes, yes, and I'm a big Dua Lipa fan.
John, don't listen to that.
Yeah, right, exactly.
It's just, I mean, it's nice. I went back to listening to his older albums, too, and they get so connected back to those, and it's so wonderful, so we do that, but...
Do you have a favorite and least favorite John Legend song?
Yeah, definitely.
Favorite?
Heaven Only Knows. I love the Once Again album so much. Least favorite, Green Light, hands down.
Wow.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay, she didn't even have to think about
his
that.
His biggest hit, by the way, right. Other than All of Me.
There you go.
Yeah, so I was wrong.
I mean, remember when you brought us his Grammy for the clubhouse? That was so great.
I love
that. Then he stole it back.
I know.
It's time for Watch What Happens 5. Chrissy, you recently visited Miraval, the site of Shannon's famous head trauma. So I want to knock out a bucket list of yours. and count down the top five Bravo landmarks that you want to visit next. You made this list. You thought about it.
Mirabal was so great, by the way. Like, oh, my God. And they did not like our jokes about Mirabal very much,
right,
though.
Yes. They're very serious about it.
They're very serious about it. Okay, so... in no particular order.
Okay.
The Quiet Woman in Corona Del Mar, of course. This isn't even my point! that was amazing. Posh by Kim D.
Of course.
I mean, I need to see. Every sequined item in there. Villa Rosa, which I feel like is doable.
I'm surprised you've never been to Villa Rosa.
I would love to. And I loved that dinner party show she had.
It's quite beautiful.
Then Dorit's Capri Room at the Buca di Beppo in Encino.
I feel like that's in your future, too.
Definitely, absolutely. Like, tomorrow. And then... I have to visit Andalés in Puerto Vallarta.
Absolutely. Look out, world. Chrissy's coming for you. We're going to send racks on my Sienna. We're going to thank Captain Lee. Thanks, all of you, for being here. We'll see you tomorrow night. Brock Davies. Thanks, Lee. Thanks, Rex. Thanks, Chrissy.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral Way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
Chrissy Teigen's new book is called Cravings All Together, Recipes to Love. Captain Lee stars on Below Deck Mondays at 9. Rax King wrote the book Tacky, Love Letters to the Worst Culture We Have to Offer. She's signing my copy right now. You can hold it up, Rax. Thank you. There it is. Lisa from New Jersey has a question for Captain Lee.
Hello. Hi everybody.
Hey.
Hi, Captain Lee. First of all, thank God you're back next week. I was having anxiety watching Eddie have anxiety. So I'm so happy that you're back. So what do you think was the biggest mistake that Captain Sean made in the first charter?
I don't think there were any real mistakes that he made. He just was thrown into a situation that was extremely difficult and a situation that he was probably not very comfortable with. And I think he acquitted himself rather well.
I thought he was great.
You loved him.
I don't know why. Yeah. And this is coming from someone with a very grating voice. I felt him on the voice level, but I liked him.
But the interesting thing is what we've seen watching you and Sandy and Glenn, everybody has a totally different style of managing. I mean, and it's like, you know, so...
And you can't just take somebody out of their normal element.
Right.
And transport them into something that's totally foreign and then go like,
yeah,
okay.
By the way, Chrissy and I had such a wild ride the other night. I was turning on a movie to watch with Ben, and Teresa Giudice starts calling me. It's Friday night at like 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Louie, her now fiancé, has bought tickets through a like third-party venue to see John Legend at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
their tickets, they don't have them. And maybe they got ripped off. And she is calling me saying, you need to call Chrissy and figure this out. They spent $2,000 on the tickets. And I am texting Chrissy. I'm like,
I stayed in tonight, but if I were there, I would escort her in. Of course, like I would be holding her arm.
Right.
But I wasn't there. I was at their apartment
there was
with
nothing,
the kids.
And she was like, we would give her comps, but all the comps are gone.
Yeah, but there's no, it's New York. There's no comps.
She was like, we could take care of you tomorrow night at Foxwoods.
I was like, go to
Chrissy was really on the case.
Yeah.
And I'm texting Teresa.
After all she's done for me, visually, I mean, God.
And Ben was like, are we going to watch the movie? I'm like, we got to deal with Teresa Giudice's John Legend tickets.
He goes, we're hostages to Teresa Giudice.
Yes, we were hostages to Teresa's ticket situation. Anyway, thank you for your service. Thank you, Chrissy. Thank you, Lee. Thank you, Rax. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law & Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.